Jackson Brown, the one and only, running on empty, Ocean 100, 741. Good morning. Welcome to the show. It's the morning show for Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware. And we continue with mornings with interesting islanders. And we are pleased to be joined today by Chef Alona Daniel. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
It is very nice to see you in here on such a beautiful morning. And it was nice, too, how pumped you were to be coming in here. Now, if you could share that same type of enthusiasm with Scott, because he just kind of lumbers in every morning and no.
Nobody's business but my own.
There's only so much I can do in 1 hour,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, good. You,
understandable.
You've sized that up pretty quick. There are a couple of late buses this morning, if you'd like to help us with that.
Yes, there are. We've got two today. Bus 92, driven by Kenny McWilliams to Westwood Primary and Elliott River Elementary, will be 1 hour late. And bus 121, driven by Jason McKinnon to Glenn Stewart Primary, Stratford Elementary, Birchwood Intermediate, and Charlottetown Rural, will also be 1 hour late.
Ooh, you do that. You do
this
that better
works
than
so
us.
Well for us, because yeah. We do less work.
Huh? We don't have to do that part. That's great. So you're going to help us out with the birthdays. You're going to help us out with the water cooler question.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to just kind of... We're just going to yak a little bit this morning as well. And you're very pumped for those birthdays.
I am.
You're
I can't wait.
You're going through the list, and you're very excited for this. So we're going to have that coming up in just a few as we continue Interesting Islanders here on Ocean 100 with Chef Alona Daniel today.
Hunter's Hill.
Today we've got some sunshine, becoming a mix of sun and cloud this afternoon. Winds becoming light this morning, high of 9. Tonight, we're looking partly cloudy with 30% chance of showers this evening, clearing before morning, windy, low of -4. And looking ahead to Wednesday, mainly sunny, increasing cloudiness late in the afternoon, high of -1.
Natural. Turn your mic on, Scott.
Natural.
She is so good. Scott was just in awe of what was happening there. And I cannot convey to the listener right now how excited Alona was to read the weather. And she is super pumped for the birthday.
Just wait, because there's
celebration.
Some pet names in there, too. Yeah.
Celebration calendar for the Confederation Bridge is coming up next. Right now, it's the Romantics talking in your sleep. Good Tuesday morning. It's Ocean 100. That's the Romantics talking in your sleep, Ocean 100. It is 7:50. Pay attention for the flashing lights on school buses. They are out doing their thing right now. And a pretty nice looking day today, Mr. Chapman.
Yeah, we have lots of sunshine for today and a high of 9.
And we are joined by Chef Alona Daniel in here, who has been a chef on PEI for quite a few years. Mm-hmm. How many years have you been doing it here on the island?
I think this year is 16.
Wow, 16 years. Mm-hmm. And what's like the biggest and coolest thing that you've done in those 16 years here on PEI? Is there one thing that stands out?
Oh, my. I think one of the coolest things is that I got to shoot a TV show from England. We did a cooking show right on the steps of Province House. Last event before all the renovations.
Oh, right.
So that was pretty cool. And we cooked outside. We did a big Thanksgiving feast. And we cooked food from 150 years ago. So that was kind of a fun thing.
Very cool.
150 years ago. So yeah. Like, what would you make for 150
years? So we made apple charlotte, which was this sort of really rustic apple pie. But you don't use pie dough. You actually use stale bread. And lots of apples, brown sugar, all that good stuff. A lot of it is... you know, kind of stuff that probably your Grammy might still make, like preserves and pickles and that sort of thing. And very simple, some mussels, of course, and oysters. And but we had to sneak in some cow's ice cream because you got to do that.
You got to.
Obviously.
You, gotta.
Yeah. You need to have something on the menu that Scott will eat. You need that because everything up to that point, I don't think you would even touch at all. Well, it is.
Yeah, she's beginning to understand me.
Yeah, I think so. Well, it is super awesome to have you in here with us today. And I know how excited you have been for the birthdays. All right. So we'll hop into those now. Just a reminder that anybody whose name makes it onto the list, you're qualified for a chance to win bridge passes coming up on Thursday. We'll make the draw this week.
We definitely need her to read the first one.
Yeah, definitely. So go ahead.
All right. We've got some great birthdays today. George is celebrating his 36th. From Girlfriend, Blue, Ruru, Mars Bar, Mamas, Toby's, Laser, and George. Caleb Richards and Violet Farrow we've got 26th and 22nd birthday respectively from Barbie and Larry. Ben McIntyre, a.k.a. Boomer, is celebrating his 11th birthday from Mom, Dad, Ella, and Lily. George Vanderbrick from Cardigan, happy birthday from your girls. Madeline Wigmore from Mill Pond Lane in Cornwall is turning 82 today.
Happy birthday. That's 82. Yeah, nice.
Matt McKenna from Brackley, 22 big ones. Happy birthday. Flora Martin, happy birthday. Love family and friends. Judy McDougall from Scotchford, nice 70 years today.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Carolyn Lowther, a.k.a. Gertie from Crapo, is celebrating her big 50. And Barry Glyden from Charlottetown, happy 64th from your younger but much wiser brother Bill and sister-in-law Erna.
Well, there you go. And that's how you tell the birthdays.
We can tell you've been practicing.
Oh, I have been. I've been doing mock-ups yesterday. So excited for today.
We knew how excited you were.
Birthday announcements.
We didn't even hop in. I didn't have to do anything. Thanks, Alona. I appreciate it.
Oh, my anniversaries mean so much.
And a couple of late buses this morning. You got your bus list over there, Alona? Yeah, all right. Let's get into the late buses here real quick.
Bus 92, driven by Kenny McWilliams to Westwood Primary and Elliott River Elementary, will be 1 hour late today. And bus 121, driven by Jason McKinnon to Glen Stewart Primary, Stratford Elementary, Birchwood Intermediate, and Charlottetown Rural, will also be 1 hour late.
Smooth. That's very smooth. Very good. Let's wrap up your water cooler question for today for Robin's Donuts. 41% of brides say they worry about this the most. What is it? Without giving the answer away, what were some of our popular guesses here?
Well, whether the groom was going to show up.
That's probably worst case scenario. Yeah. That's really worst case scenario there. A lot of good ones online here too. Family drama. Have you ever been to a wedding where there's family drama? That's a real fun time. Alona, have you ever seen anything fun happen at weddings?
Oh, I've catered a lot of weddings, and there's never a shortage of entertainment, that's for sure.
You got that right. And I have seen a few of these. Our answer today, the best man's speech. I have seen some doozies. Being a wedding DJ and sound guy, I have seen some doozies. So if you had that, your name's officially in the draw, and you may win a $100 gift card from Robin's Donuts coming up on Thursday of this week.
Ocean 100's Morning Show, powered by Charlotte.
As Belinda Carlisle, heaven is a place on earth. Ocean 100, hello, welcome to Tuesday. It's the Ocean 100 Morning Show for Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware. And we have interesting Islanders coming in this month. Every single morning that Scott and I are here, we are going to have an interesting Islander on with us. And today we have Chef Alona Daniel. Thank you for being here today, Alona.
I'm having a blast.
I know, and we are too. We are having a pretty good time. So let's kind of go back here, all right? Mm-hmm. You're an interesting Islander, and you've kind of teased us with a good story here. So you came to the island. You've been here for 16 years. What brought you to PEI?
Would you believe it if I told you Anne of Green Gables?
Anne of Green Gables.
Totally.
So, now, my dad grew up in Lebanon. His father was an English professor. And on Sundays, my dad would get to go into the study and read whatever he wanted. And he pulled off this book off a shelf called Anne of Green Gables. And he started reading, and he's like, wow, this girl is so bold and so wild. And of course, the love interest is named Gilbert, and my dad's name is Gilbert.
Oh.
So growing up, my dad was like, you need to read this book. There's a really cool guy. His name is Gilbert. And I was like, no, there isn't. And so he kind of tricked me into reading the book. And I kind of fell in love. I'm like, I love Anne. And so, yeah, I'm like, I have to visit Prince Edward Island. And I came for school and fell in love. So there's a lot to be said about our girl Anne, and I know sometimes we take her for granted, but a little boy in Lebanon is the reason why I'm here today.
That is absolutely incredible. Story. Yeah, okay, you didn't let us down. we were like, ooh, okay, don't tell us the story now. Let's wait until we're on the air. So that is amazing. That's what brought you to PEI.
Yep.
And you've been cooking here ever since.
Yep, absolutely. I have so much fun. I mean, we have some of the best food in the country, and I've traveled and cooked around the world, and we've got it good here.
Canada's food island, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I've gone to different places around the world, and I get to share, you know, whether it's our beef, our lobster, potatoes, and people just go wild, and it's like, and I get to come home, and it's here. It's always here.
And it's great to see. It's great to see you waving the PEI flag wherever you go. We see it on social media all the time, and you're touting the wares of PEI, you know, our seafood, you know, what comes from the land as well. Is there like a specific, now that you've been on the island for so long, is there a specific kind of comfort food that you like to prepare for yourself? You spend a lot of time preparing for other people, but you, when it's time to eat, what do you like?
Well, I think one of my favorite things is pizza. I think even bad pizza is good pizza. And there's nothing wrong with frozen pizza. So I think usually if I'm in the wintertime, that's one of my favorite things to do on Sundays. Get up, make a batch of dough, kind of laze around the couch, have some coffee, and then see what I got kicking around in the fridge. And our lovely, you know, our cheese here is so good. And yeah, so.
Is there any go-to, like, toppings that you would usually do? Or is it just kind of like a... whatever's available at that time in the fridge.
Whatever's available, but I'm kind of really digging garnishes right now, like spicy hot honey with some garlic. That's a really good with pepperoni. So you got that little bit of spice, a little bit of sweet.
Nice.
It's so good.
Your thoughts on mayonnaise? I'm afraid of it.
Do you know what I'm afraid of?
Wow, from left field. Your thoughts on mayonnaise, please. So, yeah, Scott won't touch it. Scott can't barely even be in the room.
I am afraid of it, yes.
He can't be in a room with mayonnaise.
I'm afraid of whipped dressing, like Miracle Whip. I'm not really... That to me is weird. But I love mayonnaise.
I do, too. It's just a Scott thing.
So, like, tuna salad would be, like, your absolute terror.
Yeah, just when you thought you had me figured out.
Yeah.
Right your way.
I did not expect to be talking about mayonnaise at 8:15 in the morning.
He needs a new way to make breaded chicken products. He's a really big chicken finger and Kraft Dinner guy. Tell me something he could do to his chicken fingers to make them more exciting.
Well, you can always use up crushed, like Doritos are always good.
Now you're talking.
Your language.
And those are pretty epic. I think, you know, any kind of blend of flavors, or if you do a blend of two, like the sweet chili heat, and then maybe like the barbecue, crush them up into breadcrumbs kind of deal, and very good.
Oh,
and then
there we go.
And then you got your ranch dip, throw some sriracha in there, so it's like a spicy ranch.
Now. You're going to lose Scott. You're going to lose Scott.
Okay. Yeah, all right. It's too close to mayonnaise.
No. Sriracha. Yeah, right. More with Chef Alone and Daniel coming up.
It is a sunny morning, and we are sitting at 2 degrees, becoming a mix of sun and cloud this afternoon. Winds becoming light this morning with a high of 9. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers this evening, clearing before morning, windy, low of -4. And looking to Wednesday, mainly sunny, increasing cloudiness late in the afternoon with a high of -1.
Beautiful. She's good. Chef Alona Daniel is with us. She is... says she's never been asked about mayonnaise in quite a way like you just did. So that's a first. History-making show, Scott. Well done, buddy. Brian Adams, this time, Ocean 100. It is 8:24. Good morning. Lots of sunshine today. And a high of 9 degrees. That is exciting stuff. What do you think, Alona? Are you done with the snow?
Yes.
Time to move on?
Yeah, it's time. I think I've had enough of putting layer after layer. I've also just abandoned my winter coat. I don't care. I'm not wearing it anymore.
Okay. I'm in the same
boat. You needed
it
in the studio, though, didn't you?
It's kind of cold in here.
It's hot and cold. I'm sorry about that. We are chatting and have been chatting with Chef Alona Daniel, one of our interesting islanders to join us on the show. When you're not cooking, what are you doing? What are some of your other hobbies that you might have? Or is it all food-based?
I'm pretty much doing everything with food. Like, yesterday, actually, I got home after teaching, and I'm a food editor for a magazine, and so I made some lobster ravioli, so I had to cook that, photos, like, style it up, take photos, edit it that. So there's always food stuff on the go, but I do love a good drive out to the country, head out, and just enjoy that. a good Sunday drive is always nice.
And PEI, it doesn't get much better than a Sunday drive on a nice day. Yeah. It's pretty easy. Well, you know what? Yeah, you are very interesting. the story on how you came here was incredible. You know, we hope that we continue to see more of your dishes popping up online. And we see you at events, and you're just always so positive and bubbly. So thank you very much for coming in here today to do this with us.
Appreciate it.
It has been an absolute pleasure, okay? And hopefully Scott's going to go home and try some of the crushed Dorito chicken fingers a little later on.
You know it.
It's a winner. It's a winner.
Thanks, Alona.
Oh, thank you.